AircheckDownloads.com. The Weekly Top 40
with Rick D. It is the top 84 of 84. This is the cream of the crop for 1984. And here we are at number 71, a man who used to take to the stage with his great bushy afro and his spangled spacesuit costumes. No more. Now he gets decked out in brightly colored leather pants, just as tight as they can be, glittery t-shirts, ankle-top boxer boots. He's ready for action, and he's Lionel Richie, Running with the Night. The heart of the city street. Running with the Night. Lionel Richie, who, by the way, in his leather pants, had an awful reaction to the dry cleaning fluid about, 6 months ago, and on stage was actually on fire. Now, can you imagine putting on leather pants and doing an entire show with your entire, burning? Just use your imagination. That actually happened to Lionel Richie, and a credit to him, he finished the show.
Oh, come on.
Stop it. Really, Lionel's okay now. No more rash or anything. Here we are, number 70. It's Head Over Heels, the Go-Go's, who spent 20 hours in photo sessions for the album that this song came from. The Go-Go's with Jane Wiedlin away from the group now. She went out on her own. She's doing her own music, and they're still together. But Jane Wiedlin's no longer with the Go-Go's. She was when they did Head Over Heels. It went to number 10 on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. Well, listen to this. Elton John's run-in with Czechoslovakian officials is coming up. Also, would you please don't let him in here? He's been drinking.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. The radio station hired this guy as a part-timer. And it just has not worked out. But since he's here on the weekend, the boss doesn't know about this guy.
Hey.
New electrician here at the station.
Well, wait a minute. We have everything wired and everything's fine. There's no reason for him to
be here. My name is Willard Wiseman.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say I got a couple of wires here that doesn't sound. Some of the records is not mistaken.
The wires are fine.
I just had to let me put the cap back on my breakfast here.
Have you been drinking?
All right. Now, I'm just going to get these wires right down here, and then there'll be no problem. You understand?
I think you've been drinking.
All right, just take this. Would you hand me that one over there?
Don't touch those wires.
No, I know what I'm doing
here.
Don't
leave those wires alone.
No, I just want to... I'm okay.
Elton John caused quite an uproar this year when he played a show in Prague, Czechoslovakia. See, he was told in no uncertain terms that he must refrain from wearing jewelry on stage. And telling Elton John not to wear jewelry on stage is like telling the Pope he's not to be Catholic. Well, you just don't do it. So you can imagine everyone shocked at Elton as he stepped out sporting very conservative attire, and in his right earlobe, though, was a very discreet diamond earring. Well, the Czechoslovakian concert promoter was beside himself. He couldn't believe Elton would do that.
Oh, как вы проживаете? Что вы говорите? Куда вы идете? Как вы пришли тут?
Yeah. Well, Elton refused to stop rocking. They loved it, though. And he had one like this that he played. Sad songs say so much. They even love it in Czechoslovakia. Here's Elton at number 69. Sad songs say so much. Elton John finishes off the year at number 69 on the Weekly Top 40. It is the top 84 of 84. That sad song say so much, and it got as high as number 10 on the countdown. Big year album-wise. I mean, everybody was buying albums this year, and all the record companies loved that. Last year, of course, Michael Jackson's Thriller was the number one album without any question, selling now 35 million copies. It was the largest selling album of all time. But this year, what do we have? The top five albums? Well, at number five, Footloose. Soundtrack albums were in no short supply this year. Footloose was one of the biggest, spawning six top 40 hits, and we're going to be playing some. The Boss comes in at number four with Born in the USA for Bruce Springsteen. Last year's mammoth number one album continued to sell big this year, so Michael Jackson comes back again. Thriller at number three. Album number two with five top 40 singles. Huey Lewis and the News with Sports. And the biggest album of 1984. From Tuskegee, Alabama, his friends know him as Skibo. You and I know him as Lionel Richie with Can't Slow Down. Way to go, Lionel. Yeah. bought his wife a car this year, too. Coming up,
D's Sleeves.
Rick D's, the weekly top 40.
AirCheckDownloads.com.